Lord, there's a lot going on. Lord, you're the playmaker. Lord, we thank you that you do have control. And you always use us to steer things in the right way. I thank you for your dreams and your visions and your words from the Word of God that you've given people in order to direct our prayers. And I thank you, Father, that we have people that have bold faith to believe that when we pray, we have an open heaven. And that open heaven changes the world. Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that the other day you showed us that we do have an open heaven and that you hear our prayers and that the angels go forth. Then I thank you, Lord, that tonight that you place it in people's hearts to pray for the things that you want us to pray about, Lord. You told us that if we didn't pray and pray hard and fast, that Donald Trump wouldn't last long. Well, we have been, and he's already dodged a bunch of assassination attempts. And I say dodge, it's not dodge. You have protected this man because you have a chore for him to do. And I thank you for doing that, Lord. But you know, you've always told us when to buckle down. You've told us to buckle down and pray and fast and pray again. Then I thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, because there's a lot going on in this world, this wicked world. And Father, I thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers in the name of Jesus. And also, I thank you for continuing to give us dreams and visions and words of knowledge about the things to come, where we can buckle down and pray and keep on praying. And keep those angels up there on the job. And Father, I just praise you that tonight's not going to be any exception, that we're going to pray, Lord. We're going to pray and we're going to believe that what we pray is happening right at the time that we pray it. Father, I thank you for your love toward us. I thank you for putting love in us for each other. The love that you have, Lord, for each other. And I praise you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, for this glory that you've got, this glory walk that you have us on, Lord, going from star glory to moon glory to sun glory. And I thank you, Father, for fulfilling that maturity that you want each one of us to be in, Lord, in each one of us. Guide us, Lord, and direct us. Hold our hands and pull us along, Lord, and show us what you want us to do, what you want us to say, and how you want us to do things, Lord. And I pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for each and every one of us, Lord. He had love in his heart so much for all of us, Lord, that he gave his life so that we could have his life here on earth. And Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all right. I would like to ask Debbie to go ahead and relate what the Lord showed her yesterday, told her yesterday, if that's okay, Debbie. You want me to unmute you? There you go.
What? You see us? You see us? We don't see you.
I can't help it. I can see you.
As long as you can see us.
I can see y'all and I can hear y'all.
Something else on my screen.
We don't know how to change it, but okay.
Do this first. Okay.
Got it here. Okay, well. We were at Matt and Sue's yesterday and listening to some things about Trump and the deep state and Nancy Pelosi and what's going on with that. And such an urgency. It was just an urgency. I felt right then and there, I felt like, boy, I'm going to be fasting some more. And so as I started walking over here, I started feeling the Lord really nudging me that I just knew he was going to be telling me something. And so I got in the house, started cleaning my house and doing things, and started talking to me. And just, and sometimes I couldn't tell if it was just my own thoughts because I was so burdened by everything I was hearing. And I just kept hearing these things and speaking. I just finally stopped. Yes, Lord. So I wrote it down. This is what he was saying to me. Our enemy, Satan, is seething with a murderous hatred. He has a plan, and he has his evil work, and his evil workers are not backing down. My people, I have a plan. It is a plan for your good. It is a plan for those you know and love. It is a plan that will bring multitudes into my kingdom. It is a plan for the completion of my holy temple. And I am not backing down. What I want done on this earth and in this nation can only be done, accomplished through your prayer and fasting and great warfare. Do not lay down your weapons. Stay on your knees and fight. I take no pleasure in those who shrink back, but you will not shrink back, for I know you, and I have picked you for such a time as this. And my plan for you now is to have enduring faith and do not shrink back. Listen to me, my people, I say again, do not shrink back. Fight a great warfare. And we will win, says you, Lord. So I asked him to confirm it to me and through the word. And I opened the book, the Bible, and laid my finger down right on Ezekiel 13:23b, second part of that verse, and was already underlined. And it says, I will deliver my people out of your hand. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So thank you, Lord. Amen. So I just felt that many want us to continue fasting and warfare and fasting. So.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So that's what we've decided to do here, you know. Most everybody has decided to go ahead and pray and fast against this enemy, this horde of enemy. I'm sure of it.
Yes.
So that's what we need to do tonight. And I'm going to start out praying, and I just ask that anybody feels led to pray. And what we're praying for are the things in this world that are going on that needs to be stopped or turned in another direction or whatever it is. I'll tell you this much. There has been an assassination attempt, another one. I'm going to mute y'all, Debbie. Assassination attempt. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi got in the airplane with all of her luggage, all of her kids, all of her children, all of her grandchildren, and some of the other politicians with her were going to board a military 757 to go to Brussels, Cairo, Egypt, and Afghanistan. And one was to go over to NATO. Also, during that period of time, there was an interception of a tweet from Barbara Bazile, who is the head of the DNC, that insinuated that there was going to be an assassination attempt on Trump. Because what she tweeted was, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was three lines. One of them was hashtag Pelosi president. Other one, and then hashtag Hillary vice president, then something else that I can't remember. and which indicated an attempt. Well, lo and behold, in Georgia, the FBI had been running a sting operation to get this 21-year-old jihadist, and he was trying to buy some weapons to, he's going to buy a grenade launcher to blow the doors off the White House and then go in there with his buddies, guns blazing. That's what he had in mind. But what happened, he tried to buy the rocket launcher from an FBI informant or FBI agent posing as a gun runner. You know, stupid's all over these people. That's the stupid demon that gets on them. They don't know what they're doing. And anyway, they got a hold of it. And that's when Trump, apparently, don't know this for a fact, but it sure looks like it, stopped Pelosi from leaving. Now, apparently she was leaving with her family and all members of her family going overseas for a while until all of this, until she could come back as a herald. And they were going to kill Pence and Trump, both of them. And so, anyway, I'd like to direct my prayers to Trump and Pence. Father, I just lift up President Trump and Vice President Pence to you. I ask, Father, for your protection on both men and their families and their cabinets. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to put a hedge of protection around them, that nothing could penetrate. Lord, I ask and I pray that you uncover every plot that's on the table from the enemy to assassinate President Trump, Vice President Pence, or any other member of his cabinet. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the forces that are doing this, and command you to cease your activity against this president and vice president in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that it is done, that he does have a hedge of protection. It makes no difference if he's out in public. It makes no difference if he's in his bunker. He is completely covered by the stripes of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that he doesn't have to worry about anything. And Lord, I ask and I pray that he'll talk to you every day and get his instructions from you, Lord. I thank you for that. I'm asking you to open up his eyes, his spiritual eyes and his spiritual ears to hear you, Lord, because you're his greatest source of wisdom. And I thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to fulfill this man's destiny that you've already got laid out for him, because the saints are going to pray for him. And we are, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank you for his safety in all his cabinet. In Jesus' name. All right, anybody else? Boy, this is a praying bunch. Come on now. Come on. Yeah, go ahead, Sue.
Well, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for protecting Trump. And I also come against Pelosi and all these other deep state people, the Democrats. Lord, that trip that she went over to overseas, Lord, I pray that whatever was trying to transpire from that, whether it was anything people plans against Trump, will fall to the ground and will not come to pass. And any other kind of plots and evil plans that she's trying to do to do away with Trump or Pence for that matter, Lord, that none of them will come to pass. And Lord, even that she cannot stop the building of this wall, I thank you, Father, for the plans that you're working on with Trump the plans of building that border, the border wall. And Lord, even with what's coming to pass, Lord, there's been some Ebola over in Africa that needs to be stopped, and that none would come over this way or any other countries. Lord, we just pray against that Ebola virus, and we pray that it will not come to our country, and just to protect our country, that if President Trump has to close down the border so that no people can come through, and shut down any kind of traffic through the planes or the jets commercially, Lord, just help him to put a stop to those things to protect our country, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else want to pray? Go ahead, Tim.
I prayed this in the morning meeting, but I'll say it again down here. Lord, I pray that you would expose the grade of Ruth Ginsburg being able to function or even being alive. Not too good, but you wouldn't allow any double or any operation, or she gets to make decisions or write opinions from her house, and that you would expose that she is incapacitated and or dead, and that Trump could get to make another pick, and that the Democrats wouldn't harass whatever the poor individual is that he chooses, and that we get another constitutional assembly to bring the court. And that would give him a little more leverage against the deep state. And so we just come against any deception and lies of the fake news that he's capable, and that it'll be revealed. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sandy had a dream about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And just a short portion of it was this, is that they had a double ready for her to take her place. And then she died and the double was there, but something happened, something cataclysmic happened. I don't know what. And they couldn't go through with it, probably because they got caught. But anyway, the deal was, I can't remember, somebody help me here. Is she something about getting Trump to do an autopsy? Oh, Sandy was hollering at Trump in the dream, do an autopsy on her, because they're going to kill her too, the double, so that they just think that Ginsburg died. And of course, Ginsburg probably already in the grave, according to the dream. And so, Lord, we just thank you for exposing this and exposing all the perpetrators of this too, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, would you know what happened? David had Brandy put it on Operation Disclosure. It got on there. And it also, he had sent three copies of it to the president. And then next thing you see is on the internet, you got this guy sitting at a park bench with a sign on there, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They're looking for a double for her. Show me I'm wrong. It's that guy that does that, you know, all the time. He says, show me, tell me I'm wrong. And so that was right after that. And then all these things started coming out about the double. So it got out there pretty quick too. So Lord, we just come against any of that kind of nefarious activity in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for exposing every bit of it and exposing the perpetrators and turning this around, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you that the conservatives are going to place another conservative on that court in the name of Jesus, somebody that's constitutionalist. They won't listen to anything but the Constitution. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Sue.
I saw on Fox News they accidentally put her obituary picture up on the news, and then they had to repent about it.
yeah, somebody's already told us that. Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah. And I also heard that Trump is going to do the State of the Union address, I think January 29th. And Pelosi was the one that stopped it the first time, and he's not letting her stop it this time.
Well, no, he didn't. She didn't stop it. She just told him he'd have to find another place. It's always been scheduled for the 29th, according to what I'm thinking, what I saw. I could be mistaken, but I think it was the 29th. But she didn't want him to have it in the House. And that was for the Democrats only, I guess. But he, in his wisdom, he shot back to her a tweet, you know, said, "That's okay." Said, "We'll talk this out." Said, "But I'm going to give the State of the Union address wherever it's going to be." I think he ought to go out and hire one of them big stadiums that'll hold 150,000 people and fill it up and give the State of the Union address, they don't want it out. That's why Pelosi's doing that. She doesn't want the information that he's going to put out there.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, Father, we just lift that up to you, and we thank you, Lord, for whatever avenue he pursues to give that State of the Union address, Lord, that it's going to be a great one, and that there will be a bunch of Trump supporters there. And Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be an eye opener too.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Lord, I just lift up Trump to you for neutralizing the Federal Reserve and taking down the IRS. And also the central banks. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, that I'm going to mute y'all. Y'all got some bad sounds coming out of there. And Lord, I thank you for, it's kind of a scratchy sound, like a microphone doing something. But no biggie. It's not bad. It's just happens every now and then, but boy, it's loud. And Lord, I thank you for doing that. To neutralize, for him to completely take out the IRS and do that flat tax that he was talking about, a 17% tax on everything new. No tax on anything used, no tax on food, no tax on pharmaceuticals. And Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus, no income tax, just a straight 17% tax. And I thank you, Lord, that that's going to come through too, in Jesus' name. Close down the central banks. Close down the Federal Reserve that takes our money and charges us for stealing it from us. And, Lord, I thank you for shutting that bunch of thieves down too, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, Joe.
Question first before I pray. It's been 30 days or longer of this partial government shutdown, hasn't it? Anybody know? It's been pretty much, because I've seen a couple videos that would suggest that he has it's a law or it's a statute. After 30 days of a government shutdown, he can basically tell every government worker, you know, because many of them are all up in arms, "I haven't gotten paid." You know, no one's getting paid who are part of that shutdown. It's a law, I believe, or a statute that after 30 days, he can basically just say, you know, "This is your last paycheck. You no longer work for the government." So I'm gonna pray about that. Father God, we thank you for just whatever this law is, Lord. You know, I forget what it is, but it's an action that President Trump can take, Lord, to just tell every government worker of all these various agencies, you know, basically the swamp. You know, this is the way that some have said this is like a surefire way to basically drain the swamp, you know, times times a thousand. I mean, it's so, Lord, we ask that you'd give President Trump wisdom on how to do this. You know, that he would enact this statute or this law, whatever it is, that could basically fire all these people in the government that are not needed. You know, all this dead weight, to put it nicely. You know, all these individuals in the government agencies that are just holding up progress, that are just there, and they're not, you know, they're not part of basically, you know, anything good for the American people. You know, we ask, Lord, you give President Trump all the wisdom and discernment needed on how to put this forward. You know, he knows about it, I'm sure. And Lord, you know, we pray against any backlash that would come from this. You know, I mean, it's, you know, we know the enemy would just rise up quickly. You know, all those would rise up quickly, and they'd want to do something about this. So we just cancel, you know, any assignment from the enemy, and just cast down anything the enemy would want to do as a result of this. But we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you for just, you know, draining the swamp like you have. And we just, if this is what President Trump has in mind to further and probably even finally drain the swamp in all these areas, Lord, you'd give him wisdom, you'd give him understanding, and we thank you for what you're going to do here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I understand that he's got the top echelon already on notice that they're not coming back. The ones that have been sitting up there in high positions not doing anything and drawing a big check. About 300,000 of them, I think. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And he's not going to do that until it's going to have the least effect on the people, which tells me that he's not going to do it until these congressmen, a lot of these congressmen are under indictment and that kind of thing. That's probably when he's going to do it that way. And the mainstream media, too, they're saying that some of them are going to come up for charges, too. So, Lord, we just thank you for cleaning house up there in Jesus' name. Well, all right. Anyone else? Yeah.
Yes, Pat. Lord, I just want to say thank you, God, that you're going to have people just, those that get caught and are questioned, they will tell on others, Lord. We just pray that everything's going to fall, Lord, and that there's just no good getting away from anything, with anything, God. Right. People are going to just tell on each other, Lord. We just thank you for the justice that will come forth from this, oh God. Right. We thank you, Lord, that you're just keeping President Trump ahead of all the attacks that are coming against him to try to stop him, and things are trying to set, booby traps trying to set in front of him that he can't do these things, God, that he is going to be smart with your wisdom, Father, and know how to be ahead of everybody. So we just thank you, God, for your angels ministering to him what to do and going before him, Father. We just thank you, God, for the protection of him, Lord God, and that everything will be accomplished, God, that you want accomplished. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, we thank you for your strength and your wisdom that you're giving President Trump now. And Lord, I think back at the concept that Cyrus used to take Babylon. He didn't come in a full army and attack the walls of the city, but he drained the river around and blocked off the river that was surrounding the city, and then came in under the gates. So, Lord, I just thank you that you have given President Trump. We just ask you that you would give President Trump not only wisdom and a sensitivity to your spirit and your guidance, but, Lord, you'd also bring to him counselors, trustworthy counselors that can provide the necessary input that you would have in his life. And we thank you for that, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you would turn the evil intent of these people, the antagonists, the arsonists, the people, the deep state scenario that is happening here, that all of this vicious anger, bitter, unforgiving spirit, I bind you, spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you that you spirit that is motivating this anger, this deceit, this deception, this justified evil that you consider righteous in your eyes. You are, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the authority that you've given us to do so. And Lord, we just pray for a wall of protection around President Trump, just angels upon every side, guarding his life for you, for your purposes. Lord, we thank you that you have a plan and that you're energizing that plan through the voices of the saints that you've laid upon their hearts to provide your word, your input, your direction, prayer to you. We thank you for that, Lord. And just pray also that, Lord, you would take and turn this evil back upon the government, the Pelosi's, the Schumer, this whole evil intent, evil a structure that is fortifying itself against Trump. Lord, that you would turn this against them and back upon them. Lord, I pray that you would open the eyes of the American public, that you would allow people to see the bantering back and forth and the battles back and forth and the vicious anger that is back and forth. Lord, we know that there's some people that are caught up in it and that they are a part of the problem, but we also know that there's many people that are off to the side just watching this thing go back and forth. And Lord, I pray that you would fortify your spirit in those people, that you would send deliverance to those people, that they would have a clear view, that the American voting public would start to rise up and support Trump in a very forceful way, and that there would be calls to the Senate and calls to Congress to oppose this opposition that is against President Trump, this anarchy, this lawlessness, this whole process, these events that are happening, Lord, that you would bring it to the attention of the American people in a strong way. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for your grace upon our lives, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see. We thank you for the freedoms that you have allowed us in this country. And Lord, we just ask you to give us strength, give us wisdom, give us focus, fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we may pursue you and that we may boldly stand with you in confidence of your turning this situation around. And we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Missy, go ahead. She was before y'all. I'll get y'all next, dude.
I watched a video earlier by David Zublik. His site is
Mahoon?
David Zublik. It's his site is Truth Unsealed. Anyway. And he is big time in with works a lot with this Judy Byington or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Intel site or whatever that gives those detailed reports and stuff. Anyway, one of the things he said that it's going to take a year and a half to 2 years to completely do these military tribunals. I don't know if that's his personal opinion or just where he got his information. I don't recall. But there's a bunch of people that he outright named as being ones that had sealed indictments on them. And one of the people, and I've heard this a couple different places, one of them is Vice President Pence. I don't know who all's heard that. So, I mean, I heard he I read or saw a video or something about that. He was big time in the whole pedophilia thing. But anyway, so I just want to pray about, you know, the Lord's perfect timing of everything and that things just not drag out too long to get things done and that things aren't held up with the RV and just, Lord, we just ask you for, for you to just sovereignly put everything in place. Just send out your angels to do their, to do your work, to get things done as quickly as possible. But at the same time, Lord, that the American people be woken up so that when things need to be done, Lord, that we don't have all this civil unrest and a lot of problems, Lord. Lord, we're clueless as to how things need to go, Lord, and we just ask you to just send your angels out and hold back the principalities and rulers of darkness and keep them from doing what is not according to your will, Lord, and that you give President Trump the wisdom and everybody that is working under him wisdom and to root out those, Lord, that aren't a help to him, Lord. And just, Lord, we just really pray and ask you to do that. And why don't we pray in the spirit about that? Because that is just such a big ball of wax to just send out the angels just to the Lord just divinely arrange everything and that the whole new economic system come into play and the Lord's perfect timing, just everything go exactly the way the Lord wants it.
Okay, yeah, we can do that, Lord. Pray through us for all of these things in Jesus' name. Anna la catonde de bosita la que ya se andará a bosinde, more priama, anda la catonde de bosiate. No toco corruma, anda la de kirishi under de bosa. More bosiate de catonde de bosita de kirisonde de bosata de kirisinde. Ma de kiti, de caruma, anda la nila de kerasi under de bosanda.
Thank you, Lord, for doing
that. Toropa, anda la de kirisi under de bocopomba la bosiate. Una bosciata la crescita della carrima andale de crescita per la bosciata. Father, we just send your angels out to fulfill these prayers in every instance, Lord. We thank you for it. Mano barasiata le corrompa andale de crescita andale si. Nono dotto rompa hatala de crescita andale de la bosciata. Arrivi che ti è la chiate e te mono corrompa tala de carasonde. Maria malada carasonde de la bosciata. Lord, we count it all as done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. It is finished in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise God. Anything else, Missy?
I just want to pray for all of us just to have the endurance to stick in there and to pray the fast. So, Father, just fill us with your Holy Spirit to do your will, to fight on behalf of your will, and give us wisdom in what to pray, Lord, besides, you know, praying in the Spirit, Lord. Just strengthen us, fill us with the Spirit to have endurance and to have your heart to want to pray and be diligent in this, and just to lay ourselves down, Lord, to do your will, to pray forth your will, Lord. And we just thank you for working that in us, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thank you, Lord, for doing that. Lord, you have to, y'all understand the reason that the Lord has us praying for Trump. Is he had told us before Trump was ever elected that the reason he's putting Trump in there is to give us relatively freedom from government interference in the Christian walk. That he doesn't, we're not going to have any problems the first 3.5 years of tribulation if we endure in our faith, in our prayers, to keep Trump in there. Because I'm going to tell you something, just like Debbie said, the hordes have been turned loose, and they are coming against all Christians and whatever, and the government, Trump. I don't know. Only through the grace of God could Trump have endured through all of this last 2 years of nothing but just hammering constantly. I don't know of anybody that would have the Constitution to stand up. I'm talking about internal Constitution to stand up to something like that. It only has to be by the grace of God. And Lord, I thank you for that. I thank you, Father, for doing that for President Trump in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know about Pence. I'd heard that too, Missy. But I don't know if that's true or not. Lord, if it is, I hope he repents and gets right back in there and helps Trump out. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else like to pray?
I'm just sitting here thinking, and have been for a little while, that it's almost so obvious that it almost would be like God smacking Trump right in the face, trying to show him his goodness. Here's a over 70-year-old man married to a beautiful wife with a beautiful family, and the goodness of God, everywhere he turns, his closest confidant just showing him the goodness of God. And I think as in the natural, so in the spiritual, when you think of Melania, one of the first things you think of is languages. And I see Barron Trump as a vessel who is probably, I've been reading in Isaiah 11 talking about a child shall lead them. A child is going to lead the beasts. And you think about the beast nature of Melania and Donald, how their flesh has been so prominent in their forelife, but now in this part of their life, those beasts are going to be led to a different type of living. And I'm praying that the grace of God is coming on their lives, and the counselors, like I believe, or somebody mentioned them getting counsel, solid counsel. I believe that we're going to see, I'm having faith to believe that behind the scenes, the biggest part of their lives is a spiritual renewal and life. The prayers of the saints being answered with rebirth in that family, starting with the mother and that child, and a child shall lead them. That Donald doesn't take counsel from the worldly men, and you know, he's always his own man. But when he sees the humbleness and the power of God in his own family, it's going to be something he can't ignore, and that it is going to break his heart of stone and leave him open to receive Christ, the Spirit of Christ. And we're going to see an outward witness of baptism by water and a baptism of the Holy Spirit in that family, and with speaking in tongues prominently witnessed for the whole world. The last time I heard a nationwide witness for speaking in tongues, it was when Alabama won the championship a couple of years ago, and that quarterback, they asked him how, you know, he only got to play so many plays that whole season, and he came and won it for him, that Tua. And his testimony was that he was just praying in tongues. When he got under pressure, he'd pray in tongues, and it brought him through, you know. And I believe we're going to see an even greater testimony more and more on the national scene. It's going to slip through the media, and there's going to be praying in tongues, because God does not want to hide his weapons. These weapons can't be hid any longer. This is a revival of restoration to the body of powerful weapons and tools, and there's no need to hide behind the foolishness of the mockery of tongues and everything else that the media and the world tries to kick us back under the rug when we come out and boldly pray in tongues. Those days are over right now in the name of Jesus. God is restoring that, and there will be a national witness. And Lord, I ask you to pour your Spirit out on the first family, and that you would allow them to be a bold witness for the power of water baptism, of humbling themselves and giving them their lives to you, Lord, and not being ashamed of Jesus Christ. And Father, it's not just going to be lip service anymore. It's not pandering to a base, but it's bowing to the one and only living King. And Father, your kingdom is awesome. It's unshakable. And Father, there's no other place that they can hide but in you. So Father, I thank you that you're breaking open the wisdom.
What are you doing?
Perfect protection for that family in you, and that they will walk with you and fulfill your destiny for them. And Father, I just thank you for more and more light to break on them and all the darkness, Lord, that you're giving more grace right now in the name of Jesus. And the world is going to see a witness for Jesus Christ, and there's going to be just outbreaks of salvation in so many countries, Lord, because of what's going to happen in this one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Amanda.
Well, when Brother George was speaking there, I was reminded of a dream I had about a year ago. And I remember that, you know, Barry and I always talk about, you know, if we had any dreams the night before, you know, the next morning over coffee. And I remember we both had a dream about President Trump that night. I don't remember his dream, but I remember mine. And anyway, in my dream, we had gotten an invitation to an anniversary party for Donald and Melania Trump. And it was like they had invited the whole nation to come. They wanted everybody to come. And I remember that they were renewing their vows, and that Melania had on a long white dress, looked almost like a wedding gown, but it had just a tiny bit of like dark royal blue trim on it. And she just looked beautiful. And you could tell that they really loved each other. And So I'm encouraged, you know, by Brother George's prayers, and I'm believing that for them, because there's just been so much slander, gossip, criticism, you know, just all kinds of lies out there about them and their relationship. And I'm believing, you know, in my dream, and I feel more compelled to, Lord, I just pray right now that you draw them together by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We cast down any spirits of offense or betrayal or bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, criticism or judgment that have crept in during their marriage. We cast all that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray an outpouring of grace and humility and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and enlighten the eyes of their understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit, Father, to have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to believe the fullness of the real good news. And Lord, that they're going to desire the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's just going to be, as Brother George was speaking there and praying, Lord, that it's just going to be very public and everybody's going to see it. And they're not going to be able, the media is not going to be able to spin a bunch of lies and slander about it, because everybody that has eyes to see and ears to hear is going to know and believe the truth. And Lord, we just thank you for pouring out a powerful blessing on them to be a powerful witness there in the place where you've put them. They were born for such a time as this, and Lord, give them the grace and the wisdom to fulfill everything you've ordained for them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, I just ask that you pray through us that all this will happen with Donald Trump and his wife Melania and his son Barron and all of his other kids too, Donald Jr. and his other daughter Ivanka. Lord, I just ask that you fill them all with your Holy Spirit, that Barron would be the one leading and Melania next, and then Donald, and whatever else has to happen. Father, I thank you for that. We call for a revival in the Trump family. Praise you, Father. I bind up all the enemy that's trying to separate and divide this family in the name of Jesus, and I cast you out of their presence in Jesus' name, and I command you not to go back in there and cause trouble in Jesus' name. Lord, I believe you're going to do something here. I believe it. I believe, Lord, that you're going to fill them all with your Holy Spirit and that he'll be led by you, Lord. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? Well, I want to pray for Zimbabwe. The deep state is trying to cause trouble over there to stop the RV or the GCR or the reset or whatever you want to call it. That's the thing where a lot of Christians are going to be empowered by the beast to get their refuges ready and the kingdom ready for this great influx into the kingdom. And Lord, I thank you for sending your angels over there to straighten out that mess. That president had to go home from one of the meetings in Europe because of riots and stuff that they had started, that the deep state had started in that country. I bind up the works of that enemy. I'm asking you, Lord, to expose them to the world. And Father, I thank you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that the money behind it is exposed too. And Lord, I just thank you for doing a mighty work there in Zimbabwe. And I command that RV to take place shortly in Jesus' name, that tomorrow wouldn't be too late. And Lord, we just thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that it is going to be real quick that you're going to do this thing. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else?
I'd like to pray for so many ministers that broke forth, let's say, out of the healing revivals of the 40s, and the Word of Faith movement. Some of these ministers that have poured their lives into finding truth with God and teaching truth, but then their families or another generation has almost made their family names a byword. And I would ask that God would have mercy on the legacy of these families and people of God that he chose and that he poured his spirit in, that, Lord, you would leave a witness in these families, and that you would bring back the truth that you gave to them, and that you would honor your blessings throughout their generations and straighten out the ones that have gone way out of bounds, Lord, and that you would have mercy on them, but you would have a witness, Lord, out of so many of these families, and that somebody will pick up, I don't want to say the mantle, but pick up the truth that was laid out for them and help the families have some restoration, Lord, and not be written off, and that their light would not be put out because they have chased after the world and made arrangements and agreements with the world, Lord, that it would not be too late, Lord, that you would, in your long suffering and your mercy, that you would find a witness in those families, Lord, to help turn them around and honor what you've invested, Lord, that every investment that you've put in them would not be lost. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we need some more John G. Lakes. We need some more William Branhams. We need some more Smith Wigglesworth, Lord. We need a bunch of more. And Father, we think there's quite a few more out there too. Oral Roberts, back when he was believing. And then also Kenneth Hagin and A.A. Allen and Jack Cole and, my goodness, all of those old saints of faith. Every one of them did, just like George said, they'd get in the closet until the Lord filled them up with the Holy Spirit, and then they went out and did the gifts. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, we're going to see that. Praise you, Father, for that. All right. All right, Sue, go ahead.
I was looking up earlier about, anything about the border news, and I found out that there's a senator that was helping Trump, and he was talking about how they don't need the Congress, they don't need Pelosi to agree with them. They can just go through the Department of Defense and have the military build the wall and use the military funds from the Department of Defense, because there's a law already that's been enacted for a while. I don't know what law it is, but they said it's already been in there. Whenever anything happens, comes up, they can do that. And they can get the money from the Department of Defense to build the wall.
Well, he's already got the money. He's already got the money in the Department of Defense. He's already building the wall. They hadn't stopped. They're down there building it right now, yeah. As a matter of fact. And it has to be a national security issue. And all he has to do is declare it and send them down there. And I suspect because of it that he'll have to have a bit of martial law. But he's getting everything set up first. he's done the deep state, the Pelosi's and all of them, but they're running out of ammunition. I mean, their voter blocks are coming against them. They want them to sit down and talk with Trump. They want this thing over with, you know. They're catching all kinds of flack from back home about shutdown. And so Trump's just waiting them out. He's going to pick the right time, and whenever that happens, that's when it'll happen. But you're right. All he has to do is say, okay, we're going to do it. I'm going to declare a national emergency, and we have a national security problem down on the border, and I'm going to put that money in there. We're going to build that wall. As a matter of fact, he'll probably build a whole thing. He probably won't stop it at 200 and whatever it was miles he was going to do. He'll probably go ahead and do the whole thing because he's got the money. He appropriated $700 billion last year for the defense and $700 billion this year for the defense, and that's more than anybody's ever done, even during wartime.
I also saw that they were the amputee, the one that started that GoFundMe, you know, for the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Him and a bunch of people are going down there to build. They're going to take that money and go down and build part of the wall.
Okay. All right. Lord, we just thank you for them. Go ahead, Sue. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Father, for getting this wall built up, and we thank you, Father, you'll get it built up in the nick of time that all these people will not be able to come over and cause any trouble in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. He's already got the military down there. I don't think it's going to be much of a problem keeping them back because they have certain kinds of weapons to keep them back. That won't harm them. It'll just make them go stupid for a little while.
Lord, just cover all those areas where there's no wall. Cover and protect and keep anybody from coming in, even trying to go under an old fence that's been there for a while. Lord, we don't let any more come around over the underneath the fence anymore. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, thank you.
I want to pray that, Lord, that you would help these tunnels to be stopped up, guarded, Lord. They would find all these tunnels that these people are getting through and coming in that way, Lord. You would expose them, help them to find them all, Lord. And that there'd be patrols there by these tunnels, and that it would prevent people from coming through that way, God. So we thank you for doing that, Lord. Help them, Lord, and give them wisdom. And take care of these tunnels, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Also, Lord, this bunch is coming up there now. I think there's something like 15,000. I think they're declaring 15,000 coming up there. They're mostly ne'er-do-wells. They're mostly soldiers of fortune wannabes and evil people coming up here to do harm to the United States. And Father, I thank you that you can stop them with a natural way. You can send a hurricane through there. You can send a tornado through there. You can send a flood through there. You can send anything through there, Lord, and I ask that you do that before they get too close in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you place it in the heart of that president of Mexico to stop them too, any way he can. And Father, I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to start getting some cooperation from this Mexican president. He hadn't shown much. He tried earlier, but they overrun him. Didn't have much of a force down there. And Father, I thank you that you're going to stop that bunch before they get to the border in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Pat, go ahead, brother.
I was just thinking when you were praying there about the bribery. I mean, there's got to be a motivation, like for the president of Mexico and whatnot, that he seemed like so positive for a short time and then fell out and allowed these people to come blowing through there. And I know that when we were, we went down to visit a few years ago, it wasn't me, but our church sent some people down to Mexico, and the whole culture going through there was, even through the gates, it was well known that you basically had to bribe your way through anything that you were doing, even the police. If you got in an accident or something like that, you had to bribe your way out of it. There was no justice or no courts or that sort of thing. All of that was corrupt. So there's got to be a financial or a bribery or some sort of cause behind or motivation behind this thing. That so I'm not quite sure, but Lord, I just ask you to expose that and to cut off the funds. I know that one saying is you always follow the money, but Lord, I would pray that you would allow even the intelligence agencies in the United States that are supporting Trump through this process, but Lord, that you would give them insight and wisdom as to the cause of the bribery, the influences that are happening there in Mexico, and Lord, just cut that situation short. Just cut the funds that are supplying this motivation down there to bring these people through the country and to bring them up to the United States. Lord, I'm sure that there are a lot of people in these caravans that are innocent. They're pawns in this scheme, and they're being used through the process. But Lord, would you just communicate to hearts in those caravans, Lord, to see the truth, to see that they're being used. I know that there's pressures in their particular countries, but Lord, that you would just provide them what they need to stay put in their particular places. Lord, I pray, and I just ask that you would expose the corruption that is allowing this process to happen there in the southern borders, in the southern states down there. Lord, we just ask that you would send angels to enlighten people in these caravans, that those that are innocent would turn back and find their solution in you. Lord, we pray for a massive revival of your life, of the Lord down in that area of the world, Lord. And we just look to you. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the truth that sets people free, Lord. So I pray that you would open up eyes, stir hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I understand that this last bunch of people is being financed through Soros' bunch. And they went down there specifically to get to tag out people that were, don't mind shooting people and acting stupid, you know, causing trouble. So, Lord, we thank you that you're going to stop it. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Joe.
As you were praying about that, Pat, something came to mind. I remember learning like two or so years ago, there was a, I don't know if you've heard of Waleed Shubat, former Palestinian terrorist, became Christian, I mean, several years ago. He talked about down there in Mexico, actually, this has been like a couple years. There's a resurgence, I guess you could say, of these, I mean, from the cartels are key in this trafficking of illegals and people up here into our country. But he talked about just the their practices of mutilating humans. I mean, they're known for chopping people up, cutting heads off, all that stuff. I mean, and it's basically, this minister talked about, it's like a resurgence of these same kind of spirits that were like evident in the Mayans and the Aztecs and those little civilizations down in South America. So I want to pray against that. I mean, those groups, the cartels, are really key working along the border and just, you know, helping these people to just, you know, to get up here. But most of all, they are probably involved in what this caravan, you know, is wanting to do. So I want to pray against those spirits. I mean, those are nasty spirits. So Father, we just, Lord, I just come against right now these spirits, you know, that sounds like they're from these Aztecs, Mayans, these civilizations that were just barbaric, Lord. And just were just, you know, almost on the verge of cannibals, you know, they thought nothing of slaughtering and just killing humans for nothing. You know, Lord, we pray against the cartels. We ask that you just put such a spirit and attitude of confusion and chaos in the camps of those cartels working down on the border that would be working with this caravan coming up. And even with the Mexican government, you know, it goes as far as the Mexican government, from what I understand, the cartels working. So we just pray a total chaos and confusion in the camp of the enemy there that, you know, they wouldn't even know how to operate. Lord, they wouldn't even have a clue on what to do, that you would just put such unrest and confusion in their camp that their actions would cease. You know, just as Michael said, naturally you could do something, Lord, but, you know, that Lord, most of all, we just ask that you would destroy the work of the cartels, that would be one less group that George Soros or anybody in the Mexican government who will try to aid this caravan of people coming up, you know, that would be one less instrument the deep state or whoever has to use. You know, we thank you for this, Lord, in the Jesus name. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? I want to pray against New York. They're coming up for a vote tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow. For abortion rights all the way up to the 9th month. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against this murdering demon that's driving these people to put that on the ballot. And I bind you up and cast you out of there in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that tomorrow or whenever the vote is going to be, that the vote will be so overwhelmingly against that they'd never bring it up again. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for some good, wholesome, like-minded Christians to vote tomorrow against that atrocious, evil bill. And Lord, the ones that brought it up for a vote, I ask, Father, that you bring them to a point to where they cry out to you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to show them, like that woman that was head of a Planned Parenthood thing, had never seen what happens when they abort a baby inside, what happens to the baby. And she saw it, and she became a Christian because of it, the atrocious behavior that they do for it, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you do that for this bunch too. And Lord, if they're not going to turn to you, I ask that you get rid of them, because they're not anything but killers, baby killers. And Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that this is going to be such a testimony to the good people of New York. And I thank you, Lord, for pressing it in their hearts to go and vote against that thing. In Jesus' name, amen. I can't imagine they want to do it up to the 9th month. That's murder. That's murder. My granddaughter had a baby the other day, the 18th, I believe it was. and the baby was 2 weeks soon, 2 weeks premature, and that would have been a candidate for an abortion. Can y'all imagine? That's just crazy. Thank you, Lord, for sending your angels up there to do business and keep that from happening in Jesus' name. All right, anybody else?
Michael, were you able to catch that that site that I sent you?
No, I wasn't able to get to it. It didn't. I didn't see anything on the chemtrails. I saw a lot of other stuff, but nothing on the chemtrail.
Well, this was what this guy, he must have been in the military. I forgot his name, but he was in the military, and so he can understand some things. And he said from the people on his site, people were sending in to him about these helicopters that were putting, and I think the helicopters and jets or something, they're putting chaff. They were, instead of putting chemtrails, they were putting chaff in it and throwing it down on the East Coast, in certain areas on the East Coast. I don't know what, Florida was one of them. And he surmised that it's possible what they're going to do, because why would they put chaff down? And he said this chaff will help start, make it easy for the electric to be shut down. He was just thinking, I think he was thinking of the EWs that could come and start fires on people's homes with the chaff and everything. So I'd like to pray about that. Lord, I just lift up this whole situation that this one person had heard about and seen. And I just pray, Father God, that if there's any kind of plans and that are trying to come against the East Coast, any part of the East Coast or any part for that matter, any part of the United States with these DEWs, that you will put a stop to it, Father, that you would bring your angels to allow them to even start getting that the planes and the jets, whatever, would use those dew weapons on these countries and on these towns and cities, that you would put a stop to it, Father, through the angels, and they would not be able to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Benny.
Oh, no, I didn't want anything. I'm going to turn you off. I'm going to put it on mute.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Thanks, Judy. I was just noticing on the map, just south of Zimbabwe is South Africa. And I just thought, I don't really know how to pray with knowledge on that nation, but since we have Joel on here, we'd like to pray for their nation. And then also maybe later we could pray for Andrew for Canada, but just include those nations. But not quite sure. I know there's a conflict over there with them trying to take back some of the land and, you know, the government and an issue between the blacks and the whites and all that kind of stuff. So, but Father, we want to lift up that South Africa as a nation to you. And God, Lord, we pray for your mercy upon that nation, God. It's a critical thing going on over there, and we just ask you to show us how to pray in the day, weeks and days ahead, months ahead, Father, for South Africa to settle that. I just pray that you would send someone, an arbiter with wisdom to settle these disputes, Father, and that they would not just bind every spirit involved. We bind the prince of that country in the name of Jesus and all the demons under him. In the name of Jesus, we bind in Jesus' name, and we just pray for that. Bring your peace to that nation. Bless Joe up north in Pretoria up there. I don't know what's going on up there, but we lift that city up to you and ask your blessing upon Joe in that place, in that nation, Father. We just thank you. If anyone else has any know on what's going on up there, they can pray.
Amen. Lord, we just come against that anarchist president. And Lord, we just ask that you take him out, put somebody else in there that's got a little more compassion. He's all he wants to do is take the farms over, sell them, and to heck with the country. He just wants to make money. He's a greedy man, and the people around him are too. Father, I ask and I pray right now that you bind up all of those demons in him and around him from doing any more harm to the farmers and their workers, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that that you put some responsible people in there, in the office up there to take care of business, in Jesus' name. That's a rich country, Lord, if you just had somebody with some sense in there, Lord, that they could be a prosperous country. They got all kinds of gold, they got all kinds of farmland. Lord, I just ask and I pray that you help them out there, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we ask for your protection upon Joe and all the chosen in that land, that no harm would come to him at all, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your protection, Lord, your Passover protection, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, we just ask that you would raise up or call certain individuals. I want to say the brother from Scotland who's had a ministry down there in Africa for many, many years, Angus Buchan, Lord. I've heard his testimony. It's a very powerful one. Lord, he's called people, to repentance. But raise up individuals like that, Lord, to call a fast, to call, day in, day out prayer meetings for South Africa. I mean, he knows better than probably anybody, the situation there. He's been there for many years ministering to the people of South Africa, and he's seen the troubles. But Lord, raise up individuals like Angus and others who are spirit-filled believers that know the power of prayer, that know the situation, and then they could pray into it more, Lord. We thank you for this, Father, what you're going to do down there. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for rising up men of God down there to start praying against that mess. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go for it, Joy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to turn all of the sleeper units that the enemy has bred and trained and mind controlled and traumatized. I pray for laborers in the harvest to plant the seed of your word in all of those enemy sleepers, those super soldiers of the enemy, all of those with evil plans ingrained in their being, Lord, that you would turn them to your kingdom with that awesome word, with that awesome seed that always brings forth fruit, and all the programming that won't allow them to hear and receive Jesus, I cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I call forth open heavens over the darkest plans of the enemy, and I claim light to come in and windows of opportunity for all of those investments of the enemy to be taken away and turned for good. And what the enemy meant to destroy, you have meant for good, and you are getting glory. And all of the secret plans are being divulged through these inner channels, Lord. And I thank you that light is busting through the darkness in ways that are just amazing, Lord, that your awesome power is pouring forth in light and is just chasing the darkness away. And I thank you for the days that we live in, Lord, that we get to witness the enemy losing on so many levels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Lord, we lift up the country of Canada to you. Lord, they've got a flaming liberal up there trying to run that country down into the ground. People are trying to rise up against it. Father, I ask that you give them victory over this Trudeau. He's a liberal, he's a socialist, he's a communist. And Lord, I thank you for taking him out, because what he wants to do is to run those, running through our northern borders. He wants to bring people into his country and then allow them to come down here through our northern borders to disrupt and do whatever it is that terrorists do. Lord, I ask that you put a stop to it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, go ahead, Denny.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, we pray for Canada just as a nation, God. We pray you would raise up your church in Canada to be a witness once again, Father. They seem like it's been silenced and overall, I mean, the church overall, Lord. And Father, we pray that you would raise up the church, Father. Raise up local churches around now throughout the whole country, God, in Jesus' name. And we just stand against that UN agenda that the Parliament and the Trudeau also is trying to put through and are trying to enforce, that would destroy that nation and take away their sovereignty and they wouldn't be Canadian anymore. They would be whatever, globalist, I guess. We just pray that agenda would be put down, that UN agenda. We bind that spirit of that in that nation. We just pray for that rising up, Father. It behooves us how they could go this, how it's gone this far, how far they've gotten so far. We pray you would raise up those yellow vest protesters and more to let their voice be heard. And we pray that truth would be known. I bet most of the people don't even know the truth of what the agenda is. So we just put down that agenda in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Just pray for Trudeau. Pray for his salvation. In the Parliament, we pray for all the ones in Parliament. We just pray, Lord, for a sweep of salvation to come upon those individuals, God. And take away that deep state globalist agenda and the government that's there. We just rebuke it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Bring salvation to Canada, Lord, and make Canada great. Thank you, Jesus. Again, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Looking for a mighty miracle, mighty miracle up there, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else got up? Oh, there's Don's head. Hey, Don.
Hello.
Go ahead, Missy.
Yep.
Go ahead, Don.
I see Missy's name here.
She chooses to hide.
You can go ahead, Don. Do you want to say something?
Yes. I was thinking of this. I read about it a few weeks ago about a group that's touring the country evangelicals against Donald Trump. They sound kind of crazy. I don't understand what they're doing. The little bit I read about it. I imagine one of their problems would be found in that verse that, what is it in one of Peter's epistles, isn't it, about the warning, everything will remain as it is. It seems to me that so many in our churches have that spirit upon them. And imagine they do. Here Trump is doing things that are different than they're used to. And they need to wake up. And I just pray, Lord, that you work in the hearts of these people, these evangelicals against Trump. They better find out what it is they're for. And just speak to them, Lord. Maybe through that verse or whatever they need to hear from you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for turning that big folks around. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Missy, go ahead.
I heard that, I'm not sure who it was, it might have been Pelosi, was saying that Trump was wanting to get people stirred up to start a civil war, you know. And anyway, I just want to, my thought is well, no, that's what they want to do. I want to pray against that, you know, the lies of that, and that cast down any agenda of anybody to do anything like that. So, Father, we just come against that that lie in the name of Jesus, whoever spoke it, Lord. And we just forbid any organization of we know that there are pockets of people that are paid to protest and stuff like that. And we just forbid spirits of riot and anger and just deception in this, and forbid it for anyone to organize civil unrest to the point of civil war. And we just forbid it in the name of Jesus. It's premature, and that's not until the tribulation, and we're not there yet. And so we just cast down every effort of the enemy, and we just send confusion in the camp of the enemy and scatter them, and that they even come against each other and turn on each other. And we just thank you, Lord, for sending forth your angels to break that up in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Y'all believe with me here just for a minute. I've been struggling with this, my heart. In the name of Jesus right now, I command this heart to straighten up. In Jesus' name, I command it to be whole again. I command it to quit racing. And I command strength back in my body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 All right. It's done.
Amen. It's done. Thank you.
Sound like he's fixing to take off, Don. That fan or something came up. Okay, anybody else?
I'd like prayer too. I've been, I started getting a real stiff back last night at the meeting. I put the chair I sit in. I have a back, well, I don't want to say I have a back issue. Thank you, Lord, for healing my back issue.
Amen.
That was bothering me last night. But so I had such a headache last by the time we got home, and so I couldn't sleep much. And so today I was just, because of my tightness in my muscles in my back and everything, I felt like I was just hit by a truck or something. I was real tired all day and had such a bad headache all day, and still have headache. So I always like prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Well, in the name of Jesus right now,
yes,
we command the headaches to stop. We command that back to line up with the Word of God. We command the pain to stop. We command that spirit of infirmity off of her right now in the name of Jesus. You go. And I command every muscle, every cell in her body to be healed. Father, I thank you that it is a done deal. This is done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. He said, by his stripes you were healed. She's already been healed 2,000 years ago, Lord, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. You receive that, Debbie? Amen. All right. Anybody else? Got anything they'd like to comment on or pray about? Go ahead, Dave.
Would you guys pray about binding any witchcraft and Satanism that might be trying to come on Christians?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, we come against any witchcraft that might be in practice right now, especially with this shutdown and the evil that's going through the Democrat leadership. We know that they're in part of in the deep state, that there's ties into Satanism and child sacrifices, and they're trying to gain power through satanic means. Lord, if they're trying to push any witchcraft against the Christian camp today and against these groups, against us that are fighting for your kingdom, Father, we come against this in the name of Jesus. We bind any witchcraft that's trying to be coming against us and causing infirmities and confusion in our camp. Lord, we cast down Satan and his dominions for trying to come in and wage war against us. We find all their counsel to be ineffective, and no weapons against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we do not receive it. We call down your angels to protect us and to go out from among us and cast down any kind of witchcraft or sources of witchcraft that might be coming against us to cause confusion in their camp, so that there will be no success and actually it turns back and goes on them. We say that in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. Thank you, Lord. We cast down all witchcraft across this land in Jesus' name. The saints of God are rubber and the devil is glue. Everything he tries to put on us bounces off of us and sticks back to him in Jesus' name. Fill him full of balls.
That was a prayer.
Yes, Lord. Huh?
But that was a prayer I wanted.
Amen. We used to say that when I was a kid. I'm rubber and you're glue. Everything you say bounce off me and stick back to you. That's what happened to the devil. Amen.
I'll have to remember that one. I forget about that. That's a very appropriate.
Very effective, too. Amen. Lord, I thank you for your power in your people. I thank you, Lord, for not only the power, but the wisdom and the discernment that you've given us, Lord, that you've given everybody. And Father, I thank you that we're we're a force that Satan hates. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, that we are winning the battle because you're the one that's backing us up. We got you backing us up. There ain't no losers in this group. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Did anybody ask for more discernment from the Lord?
Anybody ask for?
For more discernment?
Go ahead.
Father, thank you for calling us together as a group, and we're praying for what we've been shown and what we may perceive that be happening. But at the same time, Lord, we ask that you come upon us and have us pray your will in all things, so that we can see exactly what the warfare is we need to focus on. We ask for that keen eye and that discerning heart and the wisdom that comes from above on all these things, so that we can be the vessels you need us to be at this moment, Lord, and to continue this fight that you have us involved in, so that we can be the bride of Christ, and we know what it is that's your will and what it is we need to be asking for. Of course, we're asking for the salvation of all those who believe, and we're asking for all those to come into the kingdom. We're asking for that too, Lord. We're asking that you'd have mercy on your church and mercy on your the ones that you're calling into your kingdom. We also ask in the process that there's anything else that's coming up, and then we need to understand, especially the Mordecais. Help us understand more of that battle, Father, so we can wage war against that and inform the rest of the body. Help us awaken the body of Christ. And we ask that your spirit do that, because we know we can't do that. But by your spirit, all things are possible. And then rely entirely on you for this whole thing to go on. We just rely entirely on you, Father, because you see everything from above. And there's nothing that escapes your eye. So, Lord, we ask that you open up more, reveal more things to us as we continue on in this warfare. We know it's not going to be over in one night. So we need to have your continued strength, renewed spirit in all of us, so that we can strength, so we can continue this fight that you have us on. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Willie, did you have anything you'd like to comment on or talk about? Yeah, your name Willie, isn't it? Amen, brother.
I thought you said Ruby.
No, I said Willie. I might have said it under my breath, but I said Willie.
Sound like Ruby? You got anything? I'm like, who's Ruby? Yeah, I'm looking around for a Ruby. You know, the only thing I got in my mind when I was thinking about Trump was the Trump when Gideon blew the 300 trumpets. You know, and I found that interesting, you know, how he brought confusion, you know, over his enemies, and they slayed each other with their own swords. You know, and that would be my prayer, you know, that would happen for him, you know. And I think, you know, I was just sitting there reading about that earlier today and how they slayed each other. And then, you know, Israel spoiled their house, you know, house of their enemy. You know, I'm just praying that that's what the Lord does, you know, with those who want to, that are of the deep state, you know, and that, you know, with draining the swamp, just as God dwindled down, you know, the men till they got down to a number of 300, you know, that the Lord, you know, even reveals those who say that they're on Trump's side, you know, but don't have courageous hearts, you know, to follow him, you know, that are fearful and trembling, you know, the ones who lap like dogs, you know, and the Lord windows him down into a, you know, a company that will follow him, you know, as the Lord needs fit, you know, for him to overcome his adversaries, to drain the swamp, you know, and to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. But that's all I really got to say.
Amen. Well, there's been a lot of trumpets blowing today, praying for him. Go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. The trumpet being, you know, the word of God being voiced, you know, like it's breath, God's spirit being understood or audible, but it's probably declaring the word of God and speaking the word of God so we can continue to blow those trumpets over the enemy. So we just thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Help us, Lord, to declare your word, to know what verses to speak and what you're doing, God, and understand it, and blow your trumpet, Father. And we just thank you. We know we have the victory. It's already won. We just thank you. Praise you, Jesus.
That kind of goes along with that song that Debbie and Sue were singing last night. Blow the trumpets in Zion, Zion. Yeah, I was listening. All right, anybody else? I'd sing the whole thing, but I don't want to run anybody out.
Yeah, I mixed up my two characters here. I was praying against Mordecai. I'm sorry, I meant to pray against Haman. Our Hamans that are out there, and pray for more discernment for the Mordecai, for our man child, so yeah, we can keep the bride informed what's going on. So we I pray that our Mordecai, our man child, does just what he did in Esther, that he gets under Haman's skin so Haman can be exposed and his plots exposed, his evil plots. So as a rule, the more our Mordecai, our man child, can enlighten the bride and get her engaged to fight this battle along with Mordecai.
Amen. Yeah. Go ahead, Missy.
I'd like to pray about this false prophet media. Father, just ask you, Lord, to straighten out this whole mainstream media, Lord. They just tell lie after lie, and we just bind up those lying spirits in the name of Jesus. And Lord, just bring them to justice. I even heard that there's some in the mainstream media that are part of the sealed indictment. So I ask you to bring swift justice, Lord. And we have this freedom of speech, but we don't have freedom to lie. That's not part of the Constitution, especially when it's coming against the president and all. So Lord, we just ask you to take swift care of it. Send out your angels and just root out all those that don't want to comply and tell the truth and tell the real news, Lord. And that we just forbid the media to cause any harm, and to forbid it to cause any uprising from the lies that they tell, Lord. In Jesus' name, help the American people to see through the lies and not believe it, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, that you get enough people to verbally protest about the lying media and just refuse to watch it, and so that they all just shut down or they change their minds and decide they're going to report the real news. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lord, I ask that all this noise that's coming off the left, that they start turning on each other, exposing each other for what they are, and just we're blowing the trumpets like Willie was saying, Gideon's trumpets. Now it's time for the people on the left, the evil deep state, all these confused individuals start turning on each other and backbiting each other, and let them fight their war against themselves and not against us anymore. Let them be picking each other apart, Father, instead of going after the everyday person and the conservatives. Let them see their issues as with themselves and let them fight that battle within themselves and expose themselves for what they are. We ask that in the name of Jesus.
In Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice. He pours our army. The Lord utters his voice. He pours our army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain.
Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Let me stop you.
I bet David heard it.
No, I wasn't blowing. I was acting like I was blowing, but I can blow that bad boy. God.
Well, it sounds like.
I did that one night over at the fellowship. When they were praising God, man, they was on it and everything. I snuck out the door and got my shofar out the truck and got on the porch and blew it. And boy, I'm telling you what, they went to hollering. It was awesome. Gabe said, I didn't know, but I thought the heaven had dropped down. Oh, it was awesome. It was good, though.
I about jumped out of my seat.
Y'all couldn't see me sneak out, could you? I snuck out and went around the house. Got that. I had my horn in the back of the truck, and I just got it out, snuck out there on the front porch, and started blowing that thing.
You thought angels were on the porch.
Oh, my goodness. They thought God had come to the place. You know, well, he had. You know, it was cool. It was good. Oh, my. Praise God. Well, all right, folks. We're out of time. Has anybody got any more prayers before we drop out of here? Quick story. I've got another one. I get it. When I was in Arkansas years ago, I had a friend of mine. He and I would go around blowing these shofars all over the country. And we was up over, what's the name of that little old town? Some little old town up north Arkansas. Was up on a cliff up above it. We could see the whole town. We was probably 600 feet, 700 feet up above it, looking at it. And we was blowing our shofar. And I had this one here, and he had his one like this one. And if you ever smelled inside these things, they smell like a goat. And then they stink. They really do. And we were blowing, and there was this sweet scent that came up over the cliff. And he said, man, I said, what is that? I said, I've only smelled that one time before, and that was in a church we were in. That the pastor was a great musician. And, man, he could bring the presence of the Lord in. And that sweet aroma came inside the church and just permeated the church. I said, that's what it is. That's the spirit. That's the smell of the Holy Spirit. And I said, that's got to be it. And so we started blowing our shofar, and I had my little horn here. We call this a ram's horn. And from that time on, before I would blow it, you could smell it, and it smelled like a goat. Smell like the south end of a northbound goat, you know. And when I would blow it, after I blew it, that aroma would come out of the horn. That sweet Holy Spirit smell would come out of the horn. It probably still will. I don't know. I just haven't blown it in so long. It's hard to blow. This one's hard to blow. I've got to blow it off the side of my lips, and it tickles your lips. I don't know. But that big one there, I can blow it pretty good. But that's a true story. I blew that thing on the way home. He was driving his truck, and I blew that thing in there, and it just, the whole cab just permeated with that smell. And from that point on, man, it didn't make any difference where I blew it. At home, chicken house, it didn't make any difference. That thing would smell good. It would start smelling good. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for an awesome time tonight with you. I thank you, Lord, that you have answered our prayers. We're believing. We're standing by it in faith, and we're going to endure in our faith to see this thing through. Lord, we ask that you put it in our heart and place it in our hearts to keep on praying. Keep on praying, Lord. Endure and don't back down. Father, I thank you for it. Put that enduring faith in each one of us, Lord, that persevering faith in each one of us to keep on praying and don't stop, because the enemy ain't stopping. He said he wasn't going to stop. We ain't stopping either. So if he wants to get hammered every time he turns around, that's fine, Lord. We'll hammer him. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you're going to protect everybody here from any kind of witchcraft, curses, or voodoo, or anything else, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that everybody here is going to get a good night's sleep. Till we meet again, Father, I ask and I pray that you keep our eyes focused on you, Lord, and that our walk, we've got your hand in our hand, Lord, and you're leading us on, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the work you're doing in all of us, in Jesus' name. All right. Y'all be blessed.
Michael. Good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all. Good night, God bless you.
Everybody.
Good night, everyone.
God bless you.
God bless.